Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More people chiming in. Guys, I was 9 years old living in New Mexico, and our house had a sunroom that overlooked the surrounding desert. And I'd go there every once in a while to watch the lightning storms that were common to the area. Now, on the day in question, as I looked out across a nearby creek bed, I caught sight of a glowing sphere that looked to be about the size of a basketball.
All right.
So, after it had gone vanished, I went and told my mom what I'd seen. And she said, if I repeat the story to my dad, maybe he can help explain what was going on and the rarity of what I saw. Also, told me that some people don't believe what I saw. So I would say 19 years until someone actually confirmed the existence of ball lightning, I thought I saw a UFO. I felt a little bit vindicated. Also relieved to know that I hadn't imagined the entire thing.
Yeah.
So there's ball lightning.
Yeah, there is ball lightning.
Yeah. But he thought he didn't know what he was looking at. 9 years old.
If you don't know what ball lightning is, you definitely wouldn't know. I know what ball lightning is, and I'm not sure that I would know it's ball lightning if I saw it.
So it's just hanging up and just suspended.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about it. Like, they said it might move a little bit, but it's not.
It doesn't strike.
It doesn't strike the ground and disappear.
Just there's kinda, like strikes moving off of it, but it's like a glowing orb.
Huh. But it kind of hangs there, and yeah. Then it's just gone. Yeah, so if you don't know, and like I said,
so if it bumped
I've
into
heard
you,
of it,
be good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
You know it exists now, but I'm a thrill. Even if you saw it, you'd still be like, what the
what
hell?
What the F was that?
Yeah. Oh, one more real quick. I like this one. Cracked two double yolk eggs back-to-back. Never had one before or since. It's the essiest lottery anyone will ever win.
Yeah. I've never had the double yolk
I've had a double yolk once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You said you had a chicken once, too.
I had a chicken once and a double egg, a double yolk
I've
once.
Never had a double yolk or chicken, but when I was a kid, my mom was cracking eggs, and there was one with a lot of blood in it. And the yolk part,
I've seen that.
That freaked me out.
I don't know if I've ever cracked a random double yolk, but I swear that they sell eggs double yolk.
How do you know it's double yolk?
I don't know, but I swear I once saw like a carton of like double yolk eggs.
Do they charge you extra? Because you say there's a dozen eggs, but you got 24 yolks.
I think so. And the thing is that my random double yolk came when I was baking.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
I was making some, I think it was during the pandemic or something like that, and I cracked it.
You should bake more often then.
It's like it counts for one egg, so it's like, is this two? Did I just ruin the recipe?
You need the egg whites.
That is a good question.
Right?
So it calls for one egg, right? You're baking, and everything in baking is precise. So now
the yolks are the yolks are smaller. So the two yolks equal
are they smaller?
The size, yeah, of one.
All right.
Totally.
I mean, it's one in 1,000, so as many eggs as people eat, it's not that crazy. Like, I've had one before.
Sure.
I've had the last weird egg I had was the yolk was about the color red. It looked like, it was red, red.
What does that mean? Is that blood? Is it,
I mean, it was a really good egg.
You did eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The man ate a poisonous mushroom.
Also,
right, he ate the red.
You know what, you're right.
Also, when I did a fried egg, and man.
Obviously poisonous.
And the hump on that thing. Yeah. You know, like some eggs kind of flatten out a little bit more.
Yeah, not that red one.
No, we had a hump.
And like, you ate it.
Damn it, Miles.
You know what I mean? Like a hump.
But why did
like
you
this.
Eat it?
It was like this.
Do you eat moldy bread, too?
It was delicious.
I believe
there's nothing wrong with that egg.
I'm just saying, maybe there wasn't. I'm just saying, me personally, if I'm at home, I crack an egg, and I'm like, not only is my yolk red, but
it's
a lump.
It was more red-orange. If we're in the Crayola world.
Okay, if it's not yellow, I'm just uncomfortable. Now, from there,
it could be blue and Miles would
my colorful lump stays a lump.
Yes.
Yeah, no thanks, man.
Okay. Red yolk, I'm looking at that.
I mean, I'm with Miles.
Like, you need to eat it?
Yeah.
Even with the lump?
Look, see, this is exactly what it looked like. Yeah. Right there. See, that's all. That's it.
I mean,
and do you see what I'm saying as far as how it pops up? Like, it's lumpier. Do you get what I'm saying? See, look.
I do. That's why I didn't eat it. Wouldn't eat it.
I wouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do they look like that? Do they say? Is there an explanation?
There's a green egg, too.
One had a red yolk.
Okay.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
So my wife and I studied improv out in Chicago, and we were part of this group, and we got accepted into this festival in New York. And it was like 2 a.m. We just assumed nobody was going to be at the show, but it was New York.
It's New York, bro. Packed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There were people sitting in the aisles. And so we went backstage and we, you know, it was getting pretty quick to be our group's, time to play. And, Horatio Sands and Amy Poehler were sitting on the couch back there smoking out. And, they said, "Hey, you guys want some?" And we're like, "Oh, no, that's cool. We're about to do a show." And they go, "So are we."
Yeah, but they were. I think I know what show they did.
Yeah. Oh, you should have seen it. So they went out, and I don't know if y'all have ever seen, you know, how much improv y'all have seen, but the stuff they did was like a little bit longer. It wasn't games. It was more scenes. But they had this music would come on with these spotlights and this flashing lights and stuff and this loud music, and these people would jump out there. One guy was dressed like a lobster, another person was like in a crab suit, and they're out there dancing around, and it would just stop and they'd do a scene. I'm like, okay, I see that. That's why you guys were smoking out. I get it now.
That explains it. Now, when you were in Chicago studying improv, did you ever go to see Second City or any of that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We actually studied at Second City.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does that still exist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does.
It does.
Oh, for sure. And I want to say, don't they have another, like, a quote-unquote second city that's in New York now?
It's Third City.
Yeah, Third City. But I believe there's another one in New York now. I think so.
I think so. I'm not sure. The one in Chicago even went away almost for just a little bit. And I think a couple people saved it from going. It was, you know, during COVID, and there was all this big stuff that happened with local theaters, people getting accused of, like, just, like, sexual harassment and all this stuff. It was during the Me Too movement, and, you know, the S kind of hit the fan for a lot of these theaters because they got called out for a lot of stuff they should have taken care of. And I think that might have happened with them. But then COVID hit and somebody saved them. So they're still around. They're doing good. I think they stayed out of the fray for the most part with that stuff. But I think a lot of the other theaters got hit pretty hard.
Did you ever do any Second City improv with anyone that we know?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, just so many people run through there. It could be 20 years later, yeah. But there they are, right?
I mean, we've seen people like Jack McBrayer and stuff like that back when they were on the stage. We have done a few things here in Seattle with a friend of ours runs Crypticon, which is like the horror movie Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And we do a set there for the celebrities, and sometimes people will get up there with us. Dee Wallace got up there one time with us. The guy that plays the Terrifier got up there with us. So we've got to do
Ted, who's like Dee Wallace? Quick. Cool. Where do you know Dee Wallace from? You've seen her a million times.
Porn.
She was in, I want to say she was in The Howling. Wasn't she the mom in Pet Sematary?
She was the mom in Cujo and
Cujo. TV. Yeah, wow. That's what it is. All right, yeah. She was like and I want to say she was the mom in Lost Boys. Basically.
Oh, really?
If you need a mom in a horror movie. Right. Dee Wallace was the mom.
Dee Wallace.
Yeah.
Huh. That just sounds like
a black comedian, right?
That's what I thought, too.
Like a really big dude, you know, 6'5", 280, and it's like,
what does Dee Wallace look like?
It's a frail old white chick.
Dee Wallace is a bitch?
I would say you'd recognize her as soon as you see her.
Second City, too, because like Miles, we would get confused about it. So there's Second City that started in Chicago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then the other one they had was in Toronto, but Second City TV was just the Canadians.
Correct.
Nobody from the Chicago one. Yeah. And then, and you are correct. Now there is a New York office of it.
Yes.
Because Belushi was Chicago.
Right. Farley was Chicago.
Polar that he brings up.
Right. But then
Chicago.
When people hear Second City for years, you just thought of Second City TV with, what's it, Bob and
John
Tom?
Or, not Bob and Doug. Bob and Doug.
McKenzie. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
That's what, Eugene Levy, John Candy.
A bunch of them came out.
Dan Aykroyd.
He was on
Mike Canada. Myers, Jim. Oh God!
Was what's her name? Very funny
Carby.
Chick.
What the hell's name?
Best in Show. She was on Schitt's Creek.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. Is she?
She's Canadian.
I'm not sure. I think she might be from the SCTV world. I'm not. Does that bother you, Ted?
It apparently does.
She is Canadian. Yeah.
Okay. I'm done watching that show.
Oh, same. Dude. She's from Toronto.
God.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Man.
What's all the hate? Oh, Dana Carvey. He was on there too.
Dana Carvey, yeah.
Is he Canadian?
Good or bad, yeah. What was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-RON.
I can say we're influencing the old Canucks, but...
should have been called Wayne's World, eh?
Notice they're shortening their end zones.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know, I saw that.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
I think... Look, I'm not trying to piss off Mike and Thrill. The minor league football system in America is just very hard to get going.
Sure.
And Canada, outside of, because we have college. And then the Canadian League was kind of always right there. So I think they're trying to make it closer to American.
Are they going
football.
To four downs?
I don't know,
but they're getting rid of like the weird little kick rules. Because remember last year somebody won the Grey Cup on
a punt.
On a miss field goal.
Why are you laughing?
It's like on the Gay Cup.
Yeah.
The Gay Cup?
Yeah, it's the Grey Cup.
Jesus.
And I'm not mature.
And even that one, Ted.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Miles knows he's practicing for today at the doctor's office.
Jesus.
You're going to win it this year, Montgomery.
You're in the running, bud.
I'm going all the way. Wow. Yeah, I got some unknown talent.
They played on that side of the fence.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.